Future Friend is the new book from David Baddiel, and David joins us on the line right now. Hi, David.
Hello, Ray. How are you doing?
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you as well. How's things in Ireland?
We're at level 5. You're in official lockdown, aren't you, from last night?
Yeah, I don't know the difference between level 5 and official lockdown. It's probably in the small print. but basically, yeah, we're not meant to go out except for essentials.
Yes.
There's one good thing about that at the moment, which is probably happening there as well, which is everyone is stuck watching CNN or re-clicking their computers to find out when the American election might finally move on to a result. And that might go on for a few days.
Yes. You were tweeting about Jo Jorgensen. Tell us about that woman. Do you know anything about her?
Nothing at all. Well, I was. I've been tweeting almost continually, partly because I'm stuck inside, about the American election. And I noticed that there is another candidate. I don't know if people know this, and I don't mean Kanye West. She's called Jo Jorgensen or Jorgensen. And she is picking up, like in Nevada, for example, 10,000 votes. And elsewhere, I think, like, you know, very small amounts of votes. But because it's so close, she may be the deciding factor between Trump winning certain states and not. And apparently, she is a big anti-masker libertarian candidate. So if she splits even tinily the Trump vote so he doesn't win, I suspect she may have to win a mask, certainly in Trump states. Otherwise, she'll be... very much have chased out of town.
Yeah. Now, your book, I love time travel, so there's a bit of that in the book. And you sat down to write this before lockdown, but you imagined a world that is not too dissimilar from lockdown.
Well, yeah, it was really a coincidence. I know people might not believe that, but it was. I started writing the book, which is essentially a book for 8 to 12-year-olds, which is my readership normally. And I've never written a science fiction book before, so I had this idea that a girl from 3020 comes back through a time tunnel into now and becomes friends with a boy from now. Mm. And then they have to work out a way of getting her back to her own time. And here's the thing. I imagine, not very originally in some ways, 3020, where she lives, as being this world that's kind of dystopian and people live in tall towers. And because of climate change, and indeed because of mutant viruses, no one goes outside. Uh-huh. So she's never been outside. She just has to live indoors the whole time in 3020. And the idea was that she comes back to now and has a great time. She can go out, she can party, she can meet people, go to school. And suddenly she couldn't. I got to like March of this year when I was writing, and I thought, she can't do any of this. So I fixed it quite easily by making her come back to 2019. Ha. Uh-huh. But I thought, how long, you know, is this how it's going to be like for all fiction from now on? Unless if you don't want to deal with the pandemic, you have to stop at sort of December 2019.
But here's the thing, because we know this, aficionados of time travel, that you don't mess, you travel, but you don't mess with anything. You know, you know, like if you met yourself, for example, you don't say hello to yourself. But not without giving away too much about the ending in the book. She does sort of mess with it in that she influences Rahul.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right. Yeah, but although I think that idea that you don't mess, I mean, for example, I don't know if anyone's seen the Harry Potter stage play, but I think that's bent a lot, certainly children's time travel fiction. And I think the point is, if you are going to go back in time in a fiction, which, by the way, is the only way you can do it.
I was just saying, here's two 56-year-old men discussing time travel as if it was a real thing. Go on.
I know, I'm taking it very seriously, right? But I think if you are, and the universe you come from is dystopian, then... And without wishing to give anything away, then maybe you might try and do something in the past that might fix a few things in the future. But hey, I can't talk anymore because it feels like I'm on the edge of a spoon.
Yes, yeah. Okay, what about yourself and time traveling, if you could?
I haven't done it. I've got to be honest. I have to say something down. But I've never done it.
Yeah, I'm actually time traveling this weekend because I used to be a children's TV presenter, and because of the lockdown, they're bringing back the program that I started doing 30 years ago. So that's akin to time traveling.
Actually, you know what? I mean, there you can experience it in a way. I mean, I did this weird thing the other day. I was talking about this on the radio the other day. I turned down quite a lot in my life, right? I turned down Strictly Come Dancing, for example.
Right.
But I accepted the other day, this bloke is doing a thing about ruined buildings. And there's a gym near me that I hardly went to anyway, because of course I hardly ever went to a gym, but I did used to go there. and it's now disused. And he wanted a photograph of me in swimming trunks by the disused swimming pool I haven't been to for 12 years. And I said yes, because I thought it sounded unusual and interesting. He sent me the pictures now. They're very depressing indeed. But while I was there, I did think, wow, it does feel like a weird, disjointed, like, journey into the past, this. Yeah. And if you go somewhere where you have just haven't been or haven't, like, experience for a long time, you do have this weird sense of, you know, am I going back in the past?
You do.
Am I in a dream? You sometimes feel like you're in a sort of dream.
It's a real feeling. I've experienced it. It's a real feeling. Now, you mentioned already that you're a fan of Twitter and you're constantly on it. And you were
doing... constantly, but too much.
Too much, not constantly, yeah. Okay. And you were doing a show pre-lockdown, which you will continue next year, which was about social media.
Yeah. So trolls, not the dolls,
Say again?
I've done these shows and they're all called Not the Something. So I did a show called My Family, Not the Sitcom, Fame, Not the Musical, and this was called Trolls, Not the Dolls.
Aha, yes, right. Okay.
Meaning not the little plastic dolls with the big head.
Yes, I know. My granny used to have one. I know them. Okay. Ugly little yokes, And maybe the same could be said of, no, I better not say that.
Indeed.
So where are you at then? Because you've a 19-year-old and a 16-year-old or thereabouts.
Yeah.
And they don't know a world without sort of social media as such.
Yeah.
And how do you think it's shaping them as human beings?
Quite weirdly. I mean, my daughter is pretty good with it, I would say. She is not on social media the whole time. My son is on parts of the internet that I don't even know about, Twitch and Stream and, TikTok and places like that. He's not so much, I would say, well, it's a bit like living with the trolls just because he's a 16-year-old boy. Yeah. So I don't know if you've had a 16-year-old boy in your life.
No, I don't.
Essentially, what he does all the time, I mean, in real life, not on the internet, is sneer at me. And that is what the people on the internet do to me. But I live with that. I have to, because he is the fruit of my loins. But he basically, he loves memes is what he loves. You know? So he sort of almost talks in memes and tells me about memes and shows me memes. And most of the time, I don't really understand it. But I don't know. It's a weird one. I think... as two 56-year-old men talking about this, like time travel, as you say, is you can come across like just amazingly out of touch to be too worried about it. But I am worried about it, but I also think, well, that's their language, just as our language might have been punk rock, whatever it might have been.
I just get a sense that this is seismic. It's not like the arrival of television or whatever, you know, it's something bigger than that. Do you not tell
me? I agree with that. I do agree with that. I think it's a shift in communication that is even bigger than television, I think.
Do you not say to your 16-year-old son, do you not know who I am? David Baddiel. I was one of the coolest comedians ever. I had my own television.
Do you really think I would say that? I mean, there may be pockets of unself-awareness in my psyche, but I think I haven't got the stage for saying to my 16-year-old, do you know who I am?
I know.
That would work. You're so cool, Dad. I never realized that.
I can hear him now. I can hear him in that. And when you started writing books for this age group, which you said 8 to 12, and Future Friend is the current book, and you've sold over 1 million. Of course, you know, your two children were critics as such. They were your audience.
Yeah. Actually, my son, the aforementioned son, when he was a sweet little boy, of which there's virtually no remnant left now, but he was, he said to me one day, he said, Dad, why doesn't Harry Potter run away from the Dursleys, which is the horrible family he lives with when he's not at Hogwarts? He says, why doesn't he want to run away from them and try and find some better parents?
Yeah.
And that gave me the idea for my first children's book, which is called The Parent Agency. And it's a world in which children can choose their own parents. And he's every so often asked for a royalty.
Yeah, which you haven't given him.
But never given it. There's enough money from me already. But I mean, I do think it's important that I had kids and then started to write children's books because, you know, I believe that everyone is a child inside, really. There's very few people who are the age they actually are. Only, I believe, Michael Gove is actually 15.
What age are you then? The final question.
I think inside I'm about 14.
Right.
I think.
Okay.
I've got time for this. I've got a theory about how you know what your inner age is.
Right. You have 20 seconds. If you can put it in 20 seconds, go for it.
Oh God. There used to be a thing. It was probably in Ireland as well, called a film program. It was named after the year. Right? And like film 82, film 86. Okay.
Oh, yes.
You think that program should be, that's how old you are if you take it away from your birth date. So what do you think it should be without thinking? Film
90.
Okay. So when were you born?
64.
Okay. So that makes you, I'm terrible at maths. That makes you
minus 26.
26. That's quite old. Right. That's quite old. Okay. Mine was about 82, which makes you about 14 or something. Okay. Or 15 or right. something.
David Benioff, future yeah. friend, we have to go. Great talk, dear, as always. Good luck with the book.
You too, right.
We talk
all
to
the
you
best.
Soon. Bye, bye, bye. That's it from us. Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara are on the way with Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. Where are we going here, dear? Yeah.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Wash your hands.